brilliant plan.
You always know where you're doing,
she said muzzily.
You're important with your green eyes looking at me like I mean something. It's okay that you have better things to do.
It's enough that I get you sometimes, once in a while.
I know I'm lucky for that, to get you just a little.
I nodded agreeably, as I watched the hillside for signs of the Drakus. We sat for a while longer, staring off into the dark. Denna nodded a little, then pulled herself upright again, and fought off another violent shiver.
I know you don't think of me,
she trailed off. It's best to humour people in delirium, lest they turn violent. I think about you all the time, Denna, I said.
Don't patronise me,
she said crossly. Then her tone softened again.
You don't think of me like that. That's fine. But if you're cold, too, you could come over here and put your arms around me. Just a little.
My heart in my mouth. I moved closer and sat behind her, wrapping my arms around her.
That's nice, she said, relaxing. I feel like I've always been cold.
We sat looking to the north. She leaned against me, delightful in my arms. I drew shallow breaths, not wanting to disturb her. Denna stirred slightly, murmuring.
You're so gentle. You never push.
She trailed off again, resting more heavily against my chest. Then she roused herself.
You could, you know, push more, just a little.
I sat there in the dark, holding her sleeping body in my arms. She was soft and warm, indescribably precious. I had never held a woman before. After a few moments, my back began to ache with the pressure of supporting her weight and my own. My legs started to go numb. Her hair tickled my nose. Still, I didn't move for fear of ruining this, the most wonderful moment of my life. Denna shifted in her sleep, then started to slide sideways and jerked awake.
Lie down,
she said, her voice clear again. She fumbled with the blanket, pulling it away so it was no longer between us.
Come on. You've got to be cold, too. You're not a priest, so you're not going to get in trouble for it. We'll be fine. Just a little fine in the cold.
I put my arms around her and she draped the blanket over both of us. We lay on our sides, like spoons nesting in a drawer. My arm ended up under her head, like a pillow. She curled snugly along the inside of my body, so easy and natural, as if she had been designed to fit there. As I lay there, I realized I'd been wrong before. This was the most wonderful moment of my life. Denna stirred in her sleep.
I know you didn't mean it,
she said clearly.
Mean what?
I asked softly. Her voice was different, no longer dreamy and tired. I wonder if he was talking in her sleep.
Before, you said you'd knock me down and make me eat coals. You'd never hit me.
She turned her head a little.
You wouldn't, would you? Not even if it was for my own good.
I felt a chill go through me.
What do you mean?
There was a long pause, and I was beginning to think she'd fallen asleep when she spoke up again.
I didn't tell you everything. I know Ash didn't die at the farm. When I was heading toward the fire, he found me. He came back and said that everyone was dead. He said that people would be suspicious if I was the only one who survived.
I felt a hard, dark anger rise up in me. I knew what came next, but I let her talk. I didn't want to hear it, but I knew she needed to tell someone.
He didn't just do it out of the blue, she said. He made sure it was what I really wanted. I knew it wouldn't look convincing if I did it to myself. He made sure I really wanted him to. He made me ask him to hit me, just to be sure. And he was right.
She didn't move at all as she spoke.
Even this way, they thought I had something to do with it. If he hadn't done it, I might be in jail right now. They would have hanged me.
My stomach churned acid. Denner, I said, a man who could do that to you. He's not worth your time. Not one moment of it. It's not a matter of him being only half a loaf. He's rotten through. You deserve better.
Who knows what I deserve, she said. He's not my best loaf. He's it. Him or hungry.
You have other options, I said, then stalled, thinking of my conversation with Diok.
I've got you,
she said dreamily. I could hear the warm, sleepy smile in her voice, like a child tucked into bed.
Will you be my dark-eyed Prince Gallant, and protect me from pigs? Sing to me. Whisk me away to tall trees.
She trailed off to nothing. I will, I said. But I could tell by the heavy weight of her against my arm that she had finally fallen asleep.